So wait, yeah, there we are. We're live. Songwriters Guild live with, I've got a cold. Roy Alfie's got a cold, but it's okay. We got Mitch Julius in the studio with a couple of other musicians, and we'll introduce you guys later on. Let's start with a song, though. What song you want to play?
We could start with Pale C.
PLC.
Oh, Pale C.
Pale C. That's good. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, all right.
A generation of change, legislation, technology seems to be key. Was lost in a pale sea. Colors pass you by, the organic beauty. It don't catch no eyes, no, unless it's televised. So tell me why. Cycle communication. I wonder what happened. The spontaneous conversation. But his life is on the timeline. Let's compare to your true lifeline. Stories to tell, not on the screen. Does that mean it's an empty shell? Yeah. It's an empty shell. Turning into an illusion. Should everything be raised on a cloud to get traction on what to believe and doubt. I'd rather open the window to listen to the news than to check a screen to be disarrayed by disobeying clues. Can I make it right? Or can I flake a tie? Squared eyes can't help but lie. So I cover up as a sheep. The skies, so the flock won't spy, no. Unless it's televised. So tell me why.
Great. It sounds awesome.
Thanks, man.
You got some good feedback already from people that really think it sounds great. So
nice. Cool.
So, Mitch, yeah, Mitch Julius, I'm going to show the people the rest of the crew here. We got some. What's your name?
Rick.
Hold on.
He's Quick Rick.
Yeah, and Rick is like there you go. He plays the bass and the acoustic guitar.
Yes.
Yeah. And we've got here, you got.
My name is Dylan.
Dylan, yeah. So Dylan is the, percussionist.
Yes, the trusty percussionist on hand at all times.
Plus you do backing vocals, right?
Yeah, I do the twinkles.
Great. And Mitch, are you the main artist? Like, are you like, is it your music?
Yeah, I write and compose the songs, but we do it all together basically. So
yeah. Then this is your band.
This is how we started out actually.
Okay.
The three of us with our first gigs.
Yeah.
Now we've become a little bit bigger, but some more people also in the band.
Okay.
But they wouldn't fit all in here.
No. So who else do you have?
We got a few other bass players, and
Few other bass players.
Yeah, two other guys that play bass. Well, one of them plays.
So hold on, how many bass players do you have when you play live?
Only one.
Yeah.
But they switch, you know.
Oh yeah, so you got like a pool of people.
Yeah, yeah.
So Rick also triples up as a brass player.
Yeah. He also gets the trumpet out sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. I like that.
Yeah.
So your music is it's a bit jazzy,
yeah,
and groovy and
soul.
Is that what you're influenced by?
I mean, I listen to a lot of different music.
Mm-hmm.
I love neo soul. I also love '60s, mm-hmm. Jimi Hendrix, you know.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan, Rodriguez, but I also listen to a lot of funk and soul, jazz. All over the place, I guess.
Okay. And you're located in Amsterdam, I think.
Yeah, I've been here for 6 years now.
Miss Julius, yeah. Have you, but are you just starting out with this, or?
I guess we've been busy for, a year. I was in Asia for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And from when we got back, we started gigging pretty frequently, so yeah.
I think Asia did good things for you.
A lot of water.
Great, man.
Yeah.
And so, do you have like a regular gig? People can see you?
Yeah, we play like two times a week on bass, I guess. Yeah, we're playing Madness Festival beginning of July also.
Okay.
We got a few other gigs lined up.
But two times a week, but on different locations, just
like. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We do some standard gigs as well, but now it's more different ones.
Yeah.
Next week we're gonna play in Central Station. Actually, it's gonna be fun.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Near the piano, or
in the Eye Passage, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Outside a spot called Dichters.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be playing there on the 14th.
14th of June.
And this weekend we got a living room concert.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
Great.
So it keeps rolling.
Yeah, that's good. You guys want to do another song?
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, you want to get the bass, Ricky?
Yeah, we're going to get the bass out.
Yes, your words.
Yeah, this next song we'll play is actually on Spotify. So.
Oh, okay, that's great. Hear, so people can stream you guys.
Yeah, it's called Recognition, just under Mitch Julius.
Mitch Julius, yeah, that's easy. Okay, go ahead.
Dark cave. What a time. panels burst and stumble. But don't forget to always stay humble. Is it cool to be mysterious? Is there no glory in being curious? Oh. So hold that in forever now. I thought you know you wanna shout. You know you wanna stand from that crowd and hear the train. So keep it to yourself. They know you wanna shout. You gotta be careful, cause you just might wish without. Being kind might get you under mine. Until you're gone and recognition is denied. Hey. So hold it in forever now. Shout. Ain't no you wanna stand from that crowd and hear the train coming.
Awesome, guys. Great.
Thanks, man.
So when you write songs, do you write them on your own?
Yeah, mostly. I mean, sometimes we write them together as well when we're just jamming and something comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Another song we're going to play is made from jamming a lot, actually.
Okay.
But the other two I wrote basically on myself, yeah.
Yeah. So do you start with guitar, or do you have like a lyrics first?
I don't know. It depends. Sometimes I just write lyrics and then I get a guitar groove and I think, yeah, that fits pretty well. And
yeah.
Sometimes it's the other way around.
Yeah, yeah.
Or at the same time, I don't know, man. It's
yeah,
the way creativity comes, I guess.
And you're obviously, I think you're a rather good guitarist. Did you study it or something? Like,
No, I've been, I had some guitar lessons when I was young.
Huh.
Like from 15 year old, but I never did what the teacher told me.
That's great.
I never really wanted to do what he said. And then, actually the first, I didn't play that much in the beginning, only like once after each week or something. And then once I came back from school and I was bored and I started improvising, and that's when I fell in love with it. And ever since I've been playing every day. But yeah, mostly self-taught, I guess, yeah.
Maybe not YouTube somewhere, something.
No.
Just learn it all by yourself.
Yeah, mostly.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's good, man.
Thanks, bro.
Any other instruments you play?
I play piano also.
Oh, okay.
And I'm fucking around with bass a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So you use, so you also compose on the piano?
Yeah. I made like two tracks now.
Hmm.
The more modern classic songs. The other one's a bit jazzy.
Oh, and you also play them with this band?
No, we've never done it, actually.
Because modern classic is not what you're doing right now with this band, I think.
No, it's I don't know, my brother is a really good piano player.
Okay.
We have a piano at home, so we like to play and just dream away, you know.
So that's more like, those songs are more like...
More intimate, I guess.
Yeah, and instrumentals maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
More. Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Mood music.
Mood sort of. Music.
Yeah, I got that. Okay, so that's not something you do in this band.
Maybe we will.
Yeah, one time we performed with your brother, eh? And he was on piano. Every now and then we'll be practicing and in our little home studio, and you'll just catch Mitch in the other room, head down, on keys on there. But yeah, we have yet to perform with you on piano.
Yeah, it's a bit difficult. Not everybody has a piano at venues, you know?
Yeah, for sure. It's the same over here. You'd have to bring it, and it's a lot of hassle.
It's a big one, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, who knows? Well, I'll see it happening.
Yeah. Okay, cool. You guys want to do another song?
Sure.
Should we funk it up?
Let's funk it up, bro.
All right.
Out there for you. Although that precious commodity, I don't get away, it seems. No, it don't get away. Mm-hmm. that grow, they don't grow tall.
That's great, man.
Thanks, man. Yeah, that's a bit of a jam.
No, I love that. I love that. I love that. Actually, I really like the talking of the percussionist. It gives it an extra level of energy. Sort of. That's what happened to me. I was like, oh yeah, that sounds great. That you're
nice. Yeah,
you're putting
it in there.
Putting in
non-intentional energy.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Commanding the band, sort of. That's great.
Get some extra funk in there.
Yeah. On the one. Guys, we have room for just one more song.
Okay.
Because there's another artist waiting in the hallway right now.
Cool.
So let's do one more, okay?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Which one you guys
want to go for the radio edit?
Yeah, just don't make it too long, indeed.
Okay.
I like 5 minutes is great.
All right, let's do it.
Cause I got vibes for his ring, and I don't mind if it contains a little bit of his ring. Could have been a sailor, could have walked on the moon, but I chose. Stay in my cocoon. Could have been your lover, could have made you smile, but I'd rather stay solo for a little while. Cause I say, hey, look, sunny, cause I
that's great, man. Thanks a lot, Miss Julius, the band. is your name Miss Julius or?
My name is Michiel.
Oh, okay, so.
Yeah, yeah, but my middle name is Julius.
Okay, so it is your name in a way.
Yeah, yeah. Most people call me Mitch.
Okay, so. Yeah. So it's your name. Thanks. Thanks a lot, guys,
for
being on the show. Yeah.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah. Anytime when you feel like it.
Let's do it.
We'll do it again. Okay.
Sounds good, man.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Yeah. And coming with another session in a couple of minutes. Yeah. There we go. Another session, this time with Biff Smith. Shall I say Biff or Biff Smith?
Either or.
Either or, yeah. I'll just say Biff. And you're all the way from Edinburgh. No, from Glasgow.
Glasgow, yeah.
Oh, yes. I made a mistake there.
Oh, that's okay. Edinburgh's Scotland. A beautiful city too.
Yeah. And let's just start with a song. Yes. And see what it sounds like.
Sure thing. This is a work song for the underworld. The damned souls in the underworld, and it's called Bleed Until the Earth Runs Dry. Oh, it's a long, hard road, and it's farther than you know. Bleed until the earth runs dry. Oh, it's a cruel, hard load, and we curse it as we go. Bleed until the earth runs dry. Bleed until the earth runs dry, oh. Bleed until the earth runs dry. We're catching all catch can and scratching for the men. Bleed until the earth runs dry. Born to walk and die, leave the weary world behind. Bleed until the earth runs dry. No, we can't say why, but we never, never mind. Bleed until the earth runs dry. Oh, bleed until the earth runs dry. Bleed until the earth runs dry. We're catching all catch can and scratching for the men. Bleed until the earth runs dry. So we mump and we moan, how we grump and how we groan. Bleed until the earth runs dry. Through the tacks and the toil, through the cracks into the spoil. Bleed until the earth runs dry. Oh, bleed until the earth runs dry. Bleed until the earth runs dry. We're catching all catch can and scratching for the men. Bleed until the earth runs dry. I come to heal, walk a day, throw me on the out tray. Bleed until the earth runs dry. Up a hill all the way, and that's on a good day. Bleed until the earth runs dry. Oh, bleed until the earth runs dry. Bleed until the earth runs dry. We're catching all catch can and scratching for the men. Bleed until the earth runs dry. Oh, bleed until the earth runs dry. Bleed until the earth runs dry. We're catching all catch can and scratching for the men. Bleed until the earth runs dry. Oh, bleed until the earth runs dry. Oh, bleed until the earth runs dry. 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 Bleed until the earth runs dry.
That was really scary at the end. What's the song about?
It's taken from the band were asked to write the music for a theatre show.
Mm-hmm.
In collaboration with a Scottish theatre company called Vanishing Point. And the show is set above and below ground in a graveyard, so it's partly set in the underworld. Hmm. So a lot of the songs are written for characters or imagined scenarios in the underworld. And that song, I'm just picturing a chain gang or some kind of prison gang working away in the underworld.
as above, so below.
Yeah.
You know, I love things like Oh Brother, Where Art Thou and stuff like that, where you have all the kind of sing-song harmonies and whistle while you work, kind of keep your spirits up type of music, work songs.
Yeah.
So it's a work song for the underworld.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you wrote you wrote music for The Dark Carnival.
Yeah.
I think it's a musical, right?
Mm.
And you're playing on the show.
Yeah.
With your band.
Yeah, it was. There was two productions of it. There was the big production of it, which had eight actors plus eight of our band members, and our band basically played the cabaret band in hell.
Mm-hmm.
It was our job to provide the soundtrack for all the damned souls down there.
Mm-hmm.
We were the radio, I suppose. So that was the big version, which toured in Glasgow, Edinburgh, and Dundee, and the smaller version, which just finished on Sunday its initial run, and that was just myself playing solo and one other actor, a fantastic actor called Robbie Jack, and we toured around some of the smaller towns and villages of Scotland, and that was wonderful fun.
So you did the same musical, but then with only two people.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So it was quite scary to begin with. It's there was almost a similar process with the narrative and the dramatic side as there was to the music, in that you find out which parts work acoustically and stripped down, as we did with the songs. And so a similar thing happened with the narrative, which parts of the drama work with only two people.
Yeah.
And hand in hand with that were the songs, which songs work just with an acoustic guitar or an accordion in one voice without all the band behind me. So it was scary because there weren't as many places to hide.
Yeah.
Nowhere to hide.
Nowhere to hide. And you were probably also being asked to act a little bit, or...
Yeah, that was very much out with my comfort zone. I haven't acted since the youth theatre back in my days in Cumbernauld, growing up there.
Uh-huh.
And I only went to the Cumbernauld Youth Theatre because I fancied a couple of the girls there. It wasn't any great, it wasn't any great passion for acting or anything.
Yeah.
So, when it came to doing a bit of the acting, I was quite nervous and self-conscious, but I just tried to treat it like singing. Try to lose yourself in the drama the same way that on a good night you can lose yourself in a song.
Yeah.
And if you lose yourself in your own song, you just hope that the audience will allow themselves to be lost a little too. And we'll all get lost together.
Yeah.
Let's get lost, as Chet Baker once sang, I see.
Yeah, let's get lost, yeah. So, did you have like a director for the play?
Yeah. The director for the big play was Matthew Lenton. He's the artistic director of the theatre company, Vanishing Point. And for the small version of the show, it was co-directed by Matthew and Nicky Kalkman. So, yeah, they were gentle with me. They realised I was very much a novice in the acting world, and they would just try to keep me right, try not to be too wooden.
They gave you stuff to do that you could easily do.
Yeah, I think so, yes. It's something to keep me out of trouble. Well, Robbie the actor did the main job in the acting, and then I would sing the songs.
Yeah, I got
it. It was an awful lot of fun.
Yeah. Not good. You want to do another song?
Of course, yes. This is another one from the show, and it was written for one of the stories in the show is a story of two lovers who were parted, and this is a song from them imagining themselves together again and having a little dance in the graveyard. It's called The Lover's Waltz.
Well, for our curses and our cares, well, fly our praise and all our prayers. Dark deep in our hearts keep, or lightly up to dream sleep. Well, now the portion of our days, oh, come, comedy take us, come, tragedy break us, come, love. of Henry Maker's Ola Days. Well, sing our wishes in the well. Well, float our bottles in the swell. Fate found our chance, yet my hail fellow well met. Well, now the portion of our days, oh come comedy take us, come tragedy break us, come love and remake us, born in light, muses and graces, dance us to embrace us, life tender in places, how we bring low the high and break the brittle. Love is to fly and to die a little too, for the portion of our days. I come, comedy take us. Oh, tragedy break, love and remake us. Born in light, muses and graces, dance us to embrace us, life tender in places, life tender in places, I
Yeah, beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
So, you play with a new international. Used to be the Starlets, but that's a long time ago already, right? I mean, I'm one of the only people maybe who still knows.
Yeah, that was maybe about going on 7 years ago or so.
Yeah, so that's like, why are we still talking about it?
I don't mind. I really don't.
It's the same band, right? I mean,
it's exactly the same band.
Just a different name.
Yeah.
A new international and doing very well, but that's not what I wanted to ask. I wanted to ask you, being in a band, with I don't know, 8-9 people or something.
Yeah. It varies. It varies.
Okay.
At the moment, there are 8 of us, including a trumpeter and trombone who have joined us for the Dark Carnival.
Nice.
Ewan Allardyce and Ross Balazs, they're great players. I love the trombone. I've always worked with trumpet because I love it so much. But
I think you play trumpet, right?
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to. I can play the kazoo. But
there was someone else who did that. Yeah.
And, but yeah, I've always wanted to work with the trombone. It's a hilarious instrument, and it's also very beautiful, you know. But it's one of those things. It's easy to do comedy with trombone, and a lot of these songs did have a kind of glint in their eye, you know, a little bit of hopefully a bit of humour that, and the trombone just seemed to suggest itself. Yep.
Yeah, that's. Hey, but. You, I think you write the songs, right? Is that true?
Yeah.
All by yourself, or?
Yeah, I write the song and lyrics on my own, but I would say I'm more of a songwriter than a musician. Once I've written the songs, I need all the help I can get to play them, and also it's an awful lot much more fun to play with a group of people, and I've been playing with, in some cases, with drummer Craig Laurie and guitarist Mark McSwiggan for close on about 20 years now.
So. Yeah.
And the others I've been playing a long time with as well. And it's a social thing as much as it's a musical thing. And, and we're friends, I'm happy to say still.
Yeah.
As far as I know.
Yeah.
Unless they tell me something different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But so how does the arrangement go from your song that you wrote all by yourself to a full on, you know, arrangement for a band?
Yeah.
Is that something that you do together?
Yeah. I'll try to get the song to as complete a state as I can on my own, just demoing at home.
Hmm. Also with drum parts and brass parts.
Sometimes, if I have an idea, and then we'll take what are sometimes half-formed ideas of my own into the rehearsal room, and we will all work on them together. So the final arrangement, everyone has an input into, and everyone will see things in the song that I didn't, for example. And I think the trick is for working together is try and never let your ego get in the way of someone else's good idea, you know, be open to that, even if it means losing something you think is wonderful, you know, try losing it and see if you miss it.
Yeah.
It's be flexible, try to enjoy it, and remember it's only music, we're not inventing the wheel or curing cancer or anything here.
No. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. You want to do another song?
Sure thing. I'll get my honk box on.
Yeah, harmonica. Is it called a harmonica?
Accordion.
Accordion, that's it. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yes. Okay.
And what song are you going to play?
This is a song from A New International's first album, Come to the Fabulon. And the song is called When I Walk the World. It's our drinking song. I don't know if it's a bit early in the day for some of you to be sinking your first beer, but the sun is over the yard arm, so why not?
Yeah.
When I Walk the World. Time runs away, but should I find you again, come some happy day, shall we raise our glasses then, talk of the old days and stolen horses, long gone affairs, short and sweet, dear folk. Fall where we may, forsaken, broken, now shall we say what's never spoken. Bright was the day, sweet was the moment when I walked the world. Come to an end, just these parting words. In turning to go, my friends, though we be burned or be bound and chained, all time spent loving will be time regained. So sweet was the moment when I walked the world, when I sailed the ocean, when I walked the world, when I sailed the ocean. Lie, 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 lie,
broken, now shall we see what's never spoken? Bright was the day, sweet was the moment when I walked the world, when I sailed the ocean, when I walked the world, when I sailed the ocean.
Yeah, that's great. I really like the way you use the same melody with different chords underneath.
Yeah.
So to make in that way, making it sound different
with the
same melody, so it sort of shifts.
Yeah, see, it looks different, sounds different with
a different
context. Yeah,
but with the same characters.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
That
fascinates
awesome.
Me too. And
so are you? I always think when I listen to your music, it sounds very European.
Yeah.
That's I guess you've heard that before.
Yeah, it's.
Is that like something? Of course, it's deliberate, but is that like? Do you also? Is it also like you don't want to sound? You want to steer away from anything that has to do with country or blues?
No, I wouldn't say I don't want to sound it. It's so much of music is subconscious. Or unconscious, however you would look at it, the music you are drawn to, the influences you are drawn to, it's almost like the people you are drawn to. It's difficult to explain. You probably could analyse some of it. I like some of this music because it makes me happy, or it makes me feel like I'm travelling, or whatever. But it's so much of it is instinctive. I love the idea of music almost being a form of travel. And of course, we all are influenced by music from all over the world, be it the original British beat group stealing from the black blues singers, or there's quite a lot of, for example, there's quite a lot of Scottish bands who would sing in American accents.
I heard about that. Yeah.
And
you told me once, I think.
Yeah, and that fascinates me. I think music is a form of performance and some kind of relation to acting anyway, so that's never bothered me. It's part of the performance. There was also for a while it was very trendy to sing in a very, very Scottish accent in Scotland. And I don't think that's any more or less authentic than singing in an American accent. I think it's still a form of how you choose to perform the song. But to answer your question about the European influences, yes, I've always just naturally been fascinated by continental Europe, and also the UK's position in it, without getting into anything political at the moment. That's a whole other can of worms. But the idea that we're this island, part of Europe, yet slightly detached. There are times you think there's a party going on we don't know about. And I love a lot of European music, like French chanson and Spanish flamenco, and a lot of the Dutch music that I've heard through coming over here, I've loved. German Oompa, you know, it's just...
Egelander music, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Did you check it out?
Yeah. And to take all these influences and things that you love, because your musical taste is anarchic, it doesn't obey rules. You will follow where your heart takes you or where your ears take you. And so to try to use these, on the face of it, disparate or eclectic influences, and try to draw them into what is still to me a melodic pop music. I've always been, I've always been more turned towards Europe than America. Maybe my American album is yet to come, I don't know. I've never been to America, so... I'd probably, although I absorb the culture through television, books, movies and all that sort of thing, I've never actually visited America, so... Maybe that's an album or two down the line, but...
But it's not something that you've absorbed through your music.
Probably not, no.
I mean, maybe you have, but it's not very obvious in the music.
No, I don't see it either. It's more European-based.
Yeah. You want to do one more song? We got time for one more.
Of course. I'm going to sing you this one, Rope.
And also, are you playing somewhere in the area, or did you already do all your shows?
No, we are playing tonight at a House Kamer in Amsterdam.
House Kamer concert. Yeah.
House Kamer concert.
Yeah.
My friend Matthias could maybe update me with the details where it is.
Yeah, just whisper it.
Da Costa Cana.
Oh, Da Costa Cana.
Da Costa Cana.
Which number? Or is it already sold out?
Almost
sold out.
Go to theinfluences.com
to buy a ticket. Oh yeah, under the influences.
The influences.
Oh yeah, theinfluences.com. Yeah, leuk. Sowieso is dat een hele goede website, theinfluences.com. That's something you should check out anyway.
Yeah.
And
on Saturday we play the Minstrel Festival in Zwolle.
Okay. Nice. Well.
Road trip.
Yeah, and if you, well, I'll tell you about that later once you've done the song. What song you want to do?
Well, I'm going to play this one for you, Ro, because the last time I met you, which was in Head On in Zwolle, you said you liked this song. So okay. Here we go. This is called Tenterhooks.
I love it.
Bird of the morning, sing for me. Flower of the garden, spring for me. High in the arms of the hideout tree. So sorry, ollie, ollie, oxen free. What will I find out? What will I see? Turning the handle, turning the key. Time to be lost and time to be free. In a world as wide as awake can be, I will make good time. I will read good books on tenterhooks, on tenterhooks. I will see the sights. I will leave good looks on tenterhooks, on tenterhooks. I will take what's mine to the next stop, waiting in line. In a clockwork world, could a clockwork be far from the arms of the hideout tree? In a shocked-out world, should I shock or be? In an opt-out world, with an opt-out me, I will make good time. I will read good books on tenterhooks, on tenterhooks. I will see the sights. I will leave good looks on tenterhooks, on tenterhooks. I will take what's mine to the next stop, waiting in line. I will make good time. I will read good books on tenterhooks, on tenterhooks. I will see the sights. I will leave good looks on tenterhooks, on tenterhooks. I will take what's mine to the next stop, waiting in line. On tenterhooks, I will make good time. I will read good books on tenterhooks, on tenterhooks. I will see the sights. I will leave good looks on tenterhooks, on tenterhooks. I will take what's mine to the next stop, waiting in line. On tenterhooks, for the okay life, for the okay dream, for the okay lie, on the okay scene. I will take what's mine to the next stop, waiting on tenterhooks.
Thank My you. Voice is gone, but I really love this, man. That's an awesome gift.
Thank you very much, Ro.
Yeah, it's great that you still remember that.
I remember us talking in Hedon.
Yeah.
That was a lovely night.
Yeah, well, I want to thank you for being on this show. It's a real honor to have you here.
It's our pleasure, Ro. Thank you for having me, sir.
All right, and anytime you are in town, you know, just let me know.
I appreciate that.
And we'll set something up again.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm wishing you a great tour.
Thank you very much. Well, we could get a beer sometime.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah. Okay. All the best.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye, everybody, for listening. This was Songwriters Guild Live with Biff from Glasgow.